Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
So when I first started going to my mother-in-law's, she did something that was never the case in any Thanksgiving that I ever had growing up. What she does is she prepares, with the help of others, but it's mostly her, she prepares an adequate amount of food for all of the people that are attending. Never saw that before. I came from a tradition where if you were having 8 or 9 people for Thanksgiving dinner, there would be food for 30. No exaggeration. And it's, I guess, why my brothers-in-law all look the way they do and why I look the way I do. But, I mean, I'm serious. My mom used to, she's still this way, but my dad is this way too. But my mom used to get so much more food than we were ever going to eat for Thanksgiving. There'd be 5 of us. She would get food for 25 people. It got to be such a thing that every year I started hosting a Black Friday party, which existed only to eat my Thanksgiving leftovers. And it became, that was almost like a New Year's Eve party. And it just became too much to do the Black Friday party so close to New Year's Eve. But it was fun. A lot of people that you would never get to see on Thanksgiving, they were all available on Black Friday and they would come and have leftovers. And it was great. It was a really fun time. But I've noticed that leftovers can be a very polarizing issue. And it's funny, I got 2 emails regarding leftovers from previous listeners of the week. David in the Bronx and Brandon in New Jersey both sent me separate emails about leftovers. My friend Vinny will not eat leftovers. Neither will his daughter. No leftovers ever. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people are like that. And it's one of the reasons that we are seeing food waste all over the country. And the biggest cause of food waste in this country, families. American families generated more than half of all the food waste produced in this country. More than farms, more than restaurants, more than manufacturing, more than retail. Families. Food waste is a massive climate and economic problem. And there are all sorts of tools to reduce waste that could save businesses money, that could feed more people, that could conserve water, and even lower greenhouse gas emissions. The vast majority, and we've talked about this before, I'm not going to go down this path right now, but the vast majority of that food is discarded because of confusion over expiration dates. But let's put aside the expiration date issue. I was listening to a music program on the radio, and the DJ was this was the day after Thanksgiving. I was going to pick up something, or 2 days after Thanksgiving, I was going to pick up something for Carmine's party. And he was talking about how his daughter was making mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving Day. And she was peeling the potato skins from the mashed potatoes. And the daughter was going to throw away the potato skins. And the DJ said, I would give him credit. I don't know who I was listening to. It might have been Pat St. John. I don't remember. But the DJ said to the daughter, no, don't throw those potato skins away. I'll use them. So the next morning, he threw them in a frying pan with some eggs and some onions and said it was delicious. He had basically potato skins and onions and maybe some peppers as well, with eggs. And it sounded delicious. And Brandon, who wrote to me on this, said he's got all these leftover recipes that he uses. He said his favorite are scrambled eggs and stuffing, as well as turkey and wild rice soup. Got me wondering what other recipes for leftovers people have. 800-848-9222. Then David sends me this article from Vice, which I found fascinating. Headline, eating strangers' leftovers is fine. In fact, everyone should do it. Why let boring old social convention hold you back? Now, this is more about mostly restaurants, but I think it applies, you know, it's part of the broader leftover discussion. And this Vice article says, picture the scene. You're in a not particularly fancy Italian restaurant, and the people next to you get up from their table and walk out, leaving behind a few perfectly good slices of pizza. It's weird to grab the slice, right? But should it be? Hear me out. And this is written by Becky Burgum. Surely, like me, you've been tempted before, even if it was just that one time you were starving and an hour into waiting for your own food. But it seems that admitting this, or indeed actually doing it, is akin to social suicide. It can even get you dumped. Recently, a woman asked Parenting Forum if she should cut loose the man she's been seeing after he ate leftovers off of some stranger's plates. Let the record state, he took two pieces of cold toast, some sausages, and proceeded to eat them with no plate. So they have a whole discussion about why it's okay to eat strangers' leftovers. I am curious where you come down on leftovers in general, and if you have any special leftovers recipes, and honestly, what can be done about the leftover situation, which is contributing to food waste. Now, on the one hand, you could do what my mother-in-law does. You could just make an adequate amount of food for all the people that are coming. Otherwise, you could, you know, we had Carmine's party on Saturday, and we don't really have enough room for all the leftovers we had. And some of it was stuff that we don't even eat. So I, you should see how excited my wife gets when people tell her they'll take food home. Oh, you'll take some of these paninis home? Great. Let me get you a Ziploc bag. She's wrapping it up for them, giving it away. Oh, you'll take some cake home? She was so excited. Oh, I forgot to put out this sliced chocolate babka. Bring this to work. And I've done that. We've got chocolate babka in the kitchen now. When I will take something out of her house to distribute elsewhere, whether it's work. I mean, work is easy because people at a radio station, they'll eat anything. But she gets so excited giving away food. And you know what? I do too, because it's nice to know it's not going to be thrown away.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.